Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're dealing with a little bit of drama during the break because you know what? This show hasn't had enough drama over the last couple of weeks. A little drama. It's good. Good for the soul. Kept us busy. We are doing Survivor for week number 10 with the week kicking off tonight. Denver going up against Vegas. And that matchup is going to be part of this conversation because it is the second highest point spread of the week. So we start at the very top. Let's first state that week 10 was identified for a while ago as a week that would be very challenging. However, now that we're here, we have more point spreads that are up there than I expected. We have three that are more than a touchdown. We have a couple more just inside of a touchdown, and you could even make a case for a few more. I would not, but I know people will. All right, at the very top, you've got Buffalo favored by 9.5 at Miami. Tonight, Denver -9 hosting Vegas for Thursday night football. Detroit -8 at a backup quarterback in Mariota in Washington. Now inside of a touchdown, the Sunday morning Berlin game, Indianapolis, favored by 6.5 against Atlanta. You've got Seattle -6.5 against Arizona. We get to Carolina -5.5 against New Orleans. And then those numbers that moved up yesterday, Chicago and the LA Rams, both favored by 4.5. Sam, let's start with this Buffalo conversation because that's the biggest point spread. If you have them available, people are going to be considering them. I'm considering them a whole lot. Buffalo -9.5 at Miami. We start off the show by talking about their lengthy injury report on Wednesday. Are you confident enough to use the Bills here, or would you try to save them week 14 against Cincinnati, week 16 at Cleveland?
I would not use them here, only because I just don't know that it's a good idea to use a team like that off a win like that. Just a personal preference. I'm speaking for myself. If you want to use Buffalo, by all means, go for it, because Miami does stink. If you missed the beginning of the show, though, here's the injury report from Wednesday out of Orchard Park. Joey Bosa did not practice. James Cook did not practice. Defensive end A.J. Epenesa did not practice. Concussion. Teron Johnson, cornerback, did not practice. Defensive tackle Daquan Jones did not practice. Linebacker Shaq Thompson did not practice. Six players that start. And that's not anything for rest. That's wrist, ankle, concussion, groin, calf, hamstring. Then, cornerback Christian Benford was limited with a groin. Linebacker Terrell Bernard limited with an ankle. That's eight players that start for Buffalo that are already hurt or playing hurt or going to try to play hurt. That's an easy cross-off for me in Survivor. It's that simple. And they just beat the Chiefs. Come on.
Yep. I know. Bring up some very solid points. Okay. Let me explain the situation in the Survivor that I care the most about. I'm still alive in a $1 million pool. There are 106 left. Started with a little over 1,000, and we're down to 106. So 10% of the pool is left. I use Denver. I used Detroit. I used Indy. So of the high point spreads, my top option is Buffalo. My second best option is Seattle. Now, Seattle has Tennessee still on the road where they play better. So I'd prefer to save Seattle. Buffalo, Seattle. I would say my third best option with this one is Carolina. Carolina against New Orleans at home. Oh boy. What would you do in this scenario? $1 million pool, top option Buffalo, second option Seattle. You know, maybe you consider Carolina.
Carolina? No. Not me.
Okay.
That ain't
so
happening.
So Buffalo or Seattle?
Cleveland.
Tough, huh?
Giants.
That's a Sammy P move for sure.
I was going to ask you about a different team, which I'll get to in a second, but I saw this from Ben Fox, who does a really, really good job with stats and trends for Yahoo. I don't know if you saw this. I'll just read it. The Carolina Panthers are currently, at the time of tweet, 5.5-point home favorites against the Saints on Sunday. The Panthers haven't won or covered a game as a favorite in over 4 years.
Yeah, I'm not doing that one. You know how many they've lost in a row straight up as a favorite?
According to this tweet, they are 0-10 straight up or ATS 10. Over that time period. Yeah, there you go.
10 in a row?
No.
You can't. But then that means you're not using Carolina this year. The only other option would be at New Orleans, like in a month from now. Okay.
Which you should play them at home against New Orleans, not in New Orleans.
Right. Which is crazy.
Can you honestly, though, can you live with yourself if you go out on Survivor with Carolina?
No.
Okay.
I can't.
There we go.
So what I'm saying is I'm going to have to take Buffalo with this one. I know you don't like it, but I'm going to be forced into Buffalo.
Well, I like Buffalo more than Carolina.
Of course. I hate the spot, though. Like, we're spot guys. We look at stuff like that. Coming off that big win, injury report ugly, might be missing 6-7 starters. Like, I hate all that stuff, and it's a divisional matchup on the road. Yeah. All right. Buffalo. If Buffalo loses to Miami, I can go down with a 9.5-point favorite. But can I go down with a team that's lost 10 in a row as a favorite?
No.
I don't think so.
I was going to ask you, how big are your balls this week? What about Tampa?
Ooh. Whoa, I didn't even think about them. They didn't even make
Why not?
I wrote down like 8 teams and because the point spread isn't even a field goal. So I'm just, I don't.
Would you rather go down swinging on Tampa at home or Carolina?
Fair, Connor. Certainly fair. Buffalo. That's the answer to your question.
Okay. All right. The entire defense is hurt. Buffalo.
Perfect. Let's see what the injury report is over the next 2 days. Let's see. I would think that they want this one too. Divisional matchup. They don't want to lose to Miami. But you're right. Miami did hang with them last time. Man. Okay. Here's what I wrote down as, you know, I don't know what people have available. But this is what I wrote down as the best options. And it's not a big surprise. I would still put Buffalo. Now, if we're sitting here on Friday morning, we get word that all these guys are out, okay, maybe it's going to change a little bit and the point spread will change as well. But I still think Buffalo's the best option. I like Denver. I know what I've said on this show about Thursday night games. And sometimes they screw you. If you jumped in on Baltimore like Paul did last Thursday, it felt really good very early in that game. I think it's a good look. And the overtime angle, all the time on the field, going on the road, there's a lot of reasons to take Denver. Denver's an excellent option. Detroit scares me. They're not scoring like they did early in the year. I know you're facing Mariota, but Detroit isn't playing their best ball. I don't like going international games. If you have Indy available, I don't love it. Plus, Atlanta's involved. You never know what the hell they're going to do. Seattle, I want to save them for the Tennessee game. Plus, they're better on the road than at home. And there's Carolina. I might take them in one of my pools that have a lot of people left in it, but that's probably it. And the reason would be what you just said about that Saints game. The other option is New Orleans at New Orleans. So why wouldn't you just take them? If you're going to take them against New Orleans, take them at home, where Carolina plays great ball. So I might do one on Carolina, but that's it. That's probably going to be my max. But those are the three teams that I would be looking at, Sam. Buffalo, Denver, and if you're looking to get a little risky, I'd go Carolina.
Denver would be my play if I was still alive, but I'm not because I stink. So if it's not Denver, and you want me to take a Sunday game, I am not afraid of the Berlin game. Not at
okay.
all. I think the Falcons Colts. Stink. I just right. think the Colts off a loss. That's a team that's won 7 of 9. The running game is going to be fine. I don't think Daniel Jones turns the ball over 5 times. You would think he'd be a little more conservative in this game, but really it's a Steichen game plan that should just run the ball. And you're going to be able to run the ball on Atlanta and then put Jones in good spots. They were behind the 8 ball, and then Jones had to try and throw him back in the game, and he made it worse. Right? They were just trying to stack checks, and he wanted it all. Like he was going trying to get, you know, 14 points per possession and come back in that game, and it just got away from him. I don't think that happens to that team back-to-back weeks because they're too well coached.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're not going to use Indy here, I don't know where you're going to use them. They play San Francisco later in the year, but I don't know. Is San Francisco bad? I'm still trying to figure out what the hell they are. I assume Brock Purdy will be healthy at that point, but not quite sure. Okay, so yeah, that's a good option too. I get it. Circa Survivor, 1,716. Dude, there's almost 2,000 still alive. I know the quote value of it is $10,000 for each entry, but there's still almost 2,000 entries alive. Grandissimo, they're down to 11, which means each entry is worth over $600,000. 6 have Buffalo, 4 have Denver in Grandissimo. Do you think either of those loses? Okay, let's throw Detroit in there too. Buffalo, Denver, Detroit. Those are the three that are above a touchdown. We had 3 big point spreads last week, remember, that were just about double digits. One of them lost outright. That was Green Bay. Will one of these three lose outright?
Sure. One of them will. Just to be wild. Just to be weird. One of them loses outright. Here are the projections from Survivor Atlas. They've done a good job with this. 29% Denver, 25% Carolina, 21% Buffalo, 17% Seattle. No Indy on that list.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. So nobody's going that road. Okay. That makes sense. One of these weeks, it's going to be mass chaos, not just one game where you get a bunch of games that are shocking results. Joe O. Sammy P. I was wrong about Kelly in Vegas. She'll be joining us 11 a.m. Eastern. More coming up here on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.